This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Business at hand here, 9/24/14 on the continuation of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday. Already it's Wednesday. Ken Kessler and I are here to work our way through some of the issues of the day in depth. 888-302-3684 reaches us as far as the audio is concerned. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or you can connect on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So, we have more focus on Ebola. How many people can be infected by this, according to the United States government, anyway? Whatever the United States, the CDC in this circumstance, Center for Disease Control, laying out a worst-case scenario and a best-case scenario for the Ebola situation in West Africa. The United States is warning that the number of infected people could explode to 1.4 million by the middle of January, or it could peak well below that if efforts to control the outbreak are ramped up. But still and all, talk is all, as this thing continues, if there's going to be some responsibility taken by the United States and the world community, then why in the name of heavens haven't they just done it? They know where they can find the 3,000 troops. Hell, they're all over the place. There are plenty of airplanes around that can leave at a moment's notice. And the flight from the United States, any place, you're going to leave from any number of bases to go over to Africa, maybe 12 hours at the most. So why is there, if the concern is to do something, why isn't something being done? The chief of the CDC says, I'm confident the most dire projections aren't going to come to pass. Really? About 5,800 illnesses and 2,800 deaths have been counted since the first cases were reported 6 months ago. It was in March. First time we talked about this story, the end of March. But international health authorities are warning the crisis is probably worse than that. But they're sitting there while the corpses rot, infected people get sicker and die. All they're doing is talking. The CDC, for example, estimates the real number of cases reported and unreported, about 21,000 in that vicinity in the next week or so. Liberia and Sierra Leone are the hardest hit countries. In the worst case scenario, number of illnesses in those nations could hit 1.4 million. Do you suppose the reason they're not doing anything about this is because there's really nothing there, because there's no oil, there are no natural resources, and after all, the people are mostly black, so who's going to miss 1.4 million black people? That's the, you don't hear that, but that's really what these people are saying by not doing anything. That's the way I read this. How do you read it? The CDC also said the epidemic in both countries could be almost ended by January 20th by aggressively isolating the sick, either in hospitals or at homes, by taking steps to reduce the spread of the disease during burials. People are hugging and kissing the people who are dead because they don't understand. I would say if that was going on in America, people would be described as being stupid. In this country, or these countries, they are ignorant because there is no educational system pretty much at all. There's nothing that even comes close to equating to what we have educationally. The opportunities to go starting at the age of 4 or 5 years old and going until you're 16 or 17, 18, to a public school system, those things don't exist over there. They have no ability to really reason or ration, in a manner of speaking, rationally come up with conclusions because they don't know. And they aren't in a place where they have leadership that's inspired enough. They continue to do the same things in all these countries. Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone. The death rate has been about 70%. If you're in the hospital and you got this, chances are you're going to die. At least 70 out of 100 are dying. And then there are those who are trying to figure out the path of the epidemic. That's not easy to do. It's kind of like weather forecasting. You can do it a few days in advance, but looking a few weeks in advance or a few months ahead, very difficult. Last week, the U.S. said it would build more than a dozen medical centers in Liberia, send 3,000 troops. Britain and France have pledged to do the same thing, but they haven't done anything yet. Meanwhile, the thing spreads. Sierra Leone completed a 3-day lockdown over the weekend. That was supposed to be the most dramatic control measure done so far. So if you were to suggest something, what would you suggest? What do you think ought to happen? More coming up on this as we seem to be glossing over a lot of the realities here one way or another. I have four doctors on staff here on the Good Day program. One of them is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who will give you his point of view, and it's fairly negative about Ebola, the Ebola situation, some other health points coming up on the Good Day program at 13 after the hour.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Your local Health Mart Pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
As you know, pretty much every day there's an expert on the air, medical expert, talking about the issues from the health perspective and giving you advice on how to take care of yourself. We got a little of both here. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's one of the great Nooka chiropractors on the planet. Also has a great website, jackstockwell.com, which houses the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. He's concerned about the World Health Organization estimates that by November, 20,000 people will have been infected with the Ebola virus. So why is that troubling you if it's there?
Well, the latest warning from the World Health Organization says that if this is not, not contained very shortly, it could virtually last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spreading out faster and faster in almost all directions except, of course, the west where it's bordered by the ocean. But even ships now won't come into Conakry. Ships won't come into Lagos in Nigeria because the crew refuse to go on shore. But now they're having the healthcare workers who are dealing directly with the sick wearing powered respirators. They're not letting them breathe on their own anymore. They're having powered respirators because there are too many people starting to come down with this virus who were not in direct contact with a sick person. And the
so what is the theory that then that's airborne then, you're saying?
Well, they're beginning to suspect in the next evolutionary mutation that's going, because that's what viruses do, especially a retrovirus, that it's either going to shut itself off and no longer be communicable between humans, or it's going to become airborne, like most flu-based viruses are anyway. And then that's, you know, I mean, there's people out there screaming end of the world and all these kinds of crazy notions. But this is, now, you know, President Obama's going to be before the UN today, and this is an issue they're going to be bringing
now,
up later.
They're all worried about global warming. That's what the yak is going to be at
today.
The UN.
Yeah, that's today, is this global warming nonsense. And then they said, well, we'll talk about Ebola later in the week when it should be the other way
Number
around.
One, exactly.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's spend a minute here from your point of view as a not only as a doctor, but somebody who has been on and off the wagon of food. You've had
absolutely
a number of diets you've traversed. You, as a healthcare professional, want to present a good image. You will admit that you've been overweight. What is your first at first blush your thought about the FDA's new diet pill?
Well, we're always looking for the silver bullet. We're always looking for some way to bypass human physiology, to trick the brain, to trick our own sense of digestive physiology into some other reality that we can go on with our lifestyle. It's, you know, they'll say, well, this drug is much more effective if it's coupled with dietary changes plus exercises. Well, you're going to lose weight if you have dietary changes and exercises anyway.
Right.
But what usually happens, because I've seen this with my patients, is that they started using something like this, they start skipping the exercises and the dietary changes,
right,
which brought them to that condition in the first place.
Right. So they don't change their
on the drug.
They don't change their eating habits. They don't exercise, which they need to do. Everyone needs to for their muscles, their skeletal structure, the heart, all that stuff. This is making people sicker faster. That's all this does.
Yeah, you know,
more drugs to make people sicker, so they can make more money off them selling them more drugs.
Amen.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, anybody who will limit their carbohydrate intake to 60 grams a day or less are going to lose weight. You don't even have to exercise to lose weight. All you have to do is limit the amount of carbohydrates you take on a daily basis. And your body will shift from a sugar-based energy source to a fat-based energy source, and you will start losing weight consistently if you don't go over 60 grams of carbs a day.
This over and over again.
Absolutely.
I know a guy lost 50 pounds. He was 6'4", but he lost 50 pounds just cutting out carbs.
Find out from your doctor what your BMI is and make a plan. You don't even have to join a gym. You just exercise intelligently around the house. You can do sit-ups. You can do push-ups. You can walk. You can whatever. I mean, use some common sense.
Get your fat butt
now
off the couch.
Exactly. Right. All right. Thank you, Richie, for that advice. That's good.
That's what I'm doing.
Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack's website, jackstockwell.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key.
ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
We took our left hand turn at Chumbawamba and arrived at the Lion King.
Hakuna Matata, sir.
So what we're going to do here is pay tribute in the next few minutes to the most successful stage musical ever produced, The Lion King, which has done extraordinarily well as a film, done even better as a play. Lion King has no, you know, I have not, but I want to.
It's
now.
Really cool.
I kind
it's
of put
really
it off.
Good.
Meredith's been after me to bring her to New York to see a show. This would be the show to see. On pace to end the week as the first Broadway show to earn $1 billion in America.
Wow.
But think about this. This Lion King phenomenal, as it is, has grossed over $6 billion in business around the world. $6 billion. Movies, musical entertainment, Broadway. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, we've seen it.
That's a lot of money.
Two, three times.
Have you?
On
Disney?
Broadway?
No, the Disney.
Yeah.
When you go to Disney to have the thing.
Well, the Broadway thing is a Disney thing, too.
Yeah, and it's really good. The kids love it.
Most successful thing Disney has ever done.
If you get a chance to meet on Broadway, something. The reason it's cool is the way that they're staging and the way they actually portray the animals, because obviously they can't have live ones.
No.
But they have these people in these, like, stick costumes,
right.
Really crazy, beautiful.
Yeah. Really. So they aren't just, like, wearing, you know, the old story with the horse or the donkey with somebody in the back, two legs, and another human in the front, too. That's not...
Not that.
No.
Kenny, have you seen it?
I have, yeah. Well, it's come not on Broadway, but it's come. I saw the traveling show here in San Diego.
Really, the traveling show would be Broadway. You'd expect that it would have perhaps better caliber actors, but the story is the same, and they have to be pretty good, I would think, to be on the road show, wouldn't they?
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was there about it that you liked the most? What does everybody really go for when it comes to this story?
Why?
It's a little bit of everything. The music is great. The I don't want to say the effects because you think of
but the costuming
Star Wars,
is
staging. But the
costuming it's very colorful. It's very bright.
Yeah.
It's your typical good guy, bad guy wins. The little baby lion wins. Mm-hmm. The uncle gets his in the end, who was the one who killed Mustafa.
Yeah, but I do have a problem with the Disney movies. Why do the mom or dads always have to die in Disney movies?
I know.
It's just sad.
They have to create the drama. Get you pulled in.
All right, Richie, you just created another bit of drama. Imagine, if you will, because you mentioned Star Trek. Would you say Star Wars or Star Trek? Would
Whatever.
Go ahead. All right.
What do you want it to be?
I am fascinated to see, and we'll have Chuck Curry on the next half hour to talk about this, that Shatner and Nimoy want to get together again to do another Star Wars movie.
Star Trek movie.
Thank you, Star Wars.
Well,
Star Trek.
The writer wants to get them together.
Do they want to get together?
That's to be determined.
I'm betting
money involved.
Yeah, I'm betting that they would. I'm betting that the two of them, who have become, they weren't such great friends apparently at the when they started in the 60s, but they became great friends according to some stuff I've read. I don't know, Jen, you may know, as Shatner ever said, you and your dad are friends with Shatner. Has he ever, what does he say about, because most people when they think about Shatner, at least in terms of certainly Stark, they
call him, hey, fat ears.
Yeah, no, I don't think he says anything bad about him. I don't know how close they are, though. I haven't really been privy to that. But
yeah, well, it's a romantic notion, isn't it? Think about it. How cool would it be? Shatner, they're both in their like 80s.
At their age, they could certainly write them into the script, and it would all make sense.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They don't have to be the leads, but they could
Captain Kirk is dead in the Star Trek movie, so they're saying that it might be like some vision.
Nobody's ever dead forever.
I just saw the rest of
Spock keeps in his pocket.
28 after the hour. Food for thought on Good Day. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Why are you drinking stale or rotten coffee? Did you know the roasted coffee bean is extremely perishable? Once the roasting process is completed, the clock starts ticking. If you thought that dog years went by quickly, the roasted coffee bean ages 1 year every 4 hours. Think about that. Proper packaging can slow the aging process, but coffee is at its optimal freshness during the two-week period after it's been roasted. While the majority of coffee companies hide behind expiration dates, BuzzBox Coffee proudly comes with a roasted on date. This may seem insignificant, but it speaks to BuzzBox Coffee being such a high-quality product. Check out the coffee you buy and see if you can find an expiration date. Oftentimes, it's some arbitrary date in the future, as far as an entire year after the coffee has actually been roasted. But now you have a choice, so why not enjoy the best of the best coffee? That's USDA-certified organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Easley farm. Good Lord. BuzzBox Coffee, roasted, packaged, shipped, and on your doorstep within 48 hours of your ordering it. So join now and experience your free pound of coffee. Start by calling 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805. Or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the BuzzBox orange box on most of the pages at DougSteffen.com. This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or MakingStridesWalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Getting it on, getting it going, getting it strong. Here we are, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Heard all around the country and all around the world, a lot of great radio stations, including KTSM in El Paso, which is the seat today of a very interesting conversation. We're going to spend some more time talking about health matters. That tends to occupy our time, at least one of these hours every week, an hour of in-depth overview of the conversation. That is grabbing the headlines in certain areas of the country or around the world. Michael, if you'd be good enough to prepare I didn't ask you to do the 24/11, but I think what we ought to do here for a moment before we talk about exercise is understand what this El Paso hospital is doing or has done, exposing babies to TB. Now, I don't know how long it's been since any of us talked about or thought about TB. I don't even begin to understand how this happened, Frank. That's why I'd like us to all listen together to this report on what may have happened, where health officials say 45 more babies have been exposed to tuberculosis. Listen to this.
Well, I'm anxious to find out. I'm pretty mad at the same time.
When Octavio Gomez's son was born back in January, bringing his son to get tested for tuberculosis was the last place he thought he would be 8 months later.
Are you scared that he could have it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he would have it pretty much just for, somebody else's fault.
Gomez's son is one of the more than 700 babies exposed to tuberculosis after a worker at Providence Memorial Hospital went to work with TB. Just today, health officials announced an additional 45 more babies were exposed to TB. The babies were missed because they had jaundice at the time. Since the announcement last week, they've made more than 300 appointments for TB screening, and officials say they hope to bring in up to 100 patients in a day to get everyone through in 3 weeks.
As CEO of Providence Memorial Hospital, I and my colleagues take absolutely full ownership of our role in this and making sure that we get this right.
At today's press conference, health officials spoke on the risk of transmitting the disease to someone else.
Infants who may happen to be infected with tuberculosis cannot transmit that to anyone else, not to mom, not to dad, not to the siblings.
But even if a baby tests positive for TB, health officials say parents shouldn't panic.
The studies have shown that as long as we get to the babies, screen them, and take care of them, as indicated by guidelines and recommendations, that they will be okay.
But regardless, parents like Gomez are still furious, saying this is something that should have never happened.
Agreed. Something that should never have happened. Somebody comes to work at the hospital, working at a hospital. What do you think they're thinking? It's one of those, whether it's ego, is it not being able to understand? How do you do this? Like somebody who had Ebola going to work at a hospital. Isn't it, Kenny? I mean, think about it for a minute.
Yeah. If you work at a hospital, how can you go in when you're sick, let alone have something big like that?
Right. And how do you not know that you have a problem, frankly? Even if you don't know you got TB, you certainly, if you have TB, not feeling well under any circumstance. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug. You have any, Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Any health-related comments on our social media other than the focus on Ebola or enterovirus, Kenny?
No, Ebola and enterovirus is pretty much
about it. All right.
As far as health goes, yeah.
I don't know, if you have a couple of Ebola comments before I move into the exercise zone, probably wouldn't hurt. We've been spending so much time on that, but I think there are enough you've heard me, and my posture on this is that there's a lot of talking going on, but there isn't any action taking place that amounts to anything. There isn't a hill of beans worth of real activity. There's let's do this and let's talk about that. Meanwhile, more and more people are dying, dozens of people every day, hundreds of people every week, thousands of people being exposed. Millions could get this before January, and we're still sitting on our hands. All right, so what else have you got that may stimulate conversation or at least thought, Kenny?
Well, Paul says something similar to something that you said earlier in the hour. He said that the World Health Organization says there could be 1 million Ebola cases by January, and yet the world seems to have lost interest since almost all the victims are black Africans.
Yep, and there's no economic incentive to do it. Yep. That's true. I think it's true anyway. It's the truth for me. What's the truth for you here? What else, Kenny?
Artie says, our troops are not trained to deal with Ebola. There will be unavoidable American casualties if 3,000 troops are sent to this area in Africa.
Well, you know, I thought that at first as well, and it may still be the case. The essence of what is being said, though, by the Pentagon and the Defense Department is that the soldiers will not go anywhere near the areas where these people are actually being housed. But if they're out among the community, how are you going to know? They're going to be sent there supposedly to deal with containing the disease by containing the people. Again, that's a question that deserves more time and more guarantees. If I were in a position, if I were in the service and somebody said you're going to Africa, I think I'd be asking a lot of questions, or I'd be thinking about going AWOL unless it could be shown to you that everything's going to be okay. And then when you get there, how are the situations, how are the systems being handled? That's a good point. What else?
Paul says, if or when our troops become infected with Ebola, will they be treated on site or will they come back to the United States for treatment?
Another good question. One, no. We've heard the same basic conversation, not any explanations, at least that I know of, that would answer that question. And that's a good question. So good. Keep thinking. Keep writing. Keep asking. Please keep continuing your interest It's facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Meanwhile, a focus on a different physicality, exercise. We all know that vigorous exercise, or if we don't know it, we ought to know it. It would seem like it makes nothing but good sense to think about how much exercise is good for pretty much every part of your body. Except, there's an exception for you to hang your hat on. The teeth may be negatively impacted, according to a new study of athletes published in the Scandinavian Journal of Medicine. The study finds that heavy training may contribute to dental problems in unexpected ways. Listen up. If you're a weightlifter, if you spend a lot of time in the gym, there have been hints in the past that athletes could have a heightened risk for cavities and other oral issues. The study that we're talking about here, actually there are two. One of them is in Scandinavia Medicine and Sports Journal. The other one is in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. Dentists examining 278 athletes at the Summer Olympics in London reported that a majority displayed, quote, poor oral health, including high levels of tooth decay, often in conjunction with gum disease and erosion of the tooth enamel. Athletes came from our country, came from Europe, and these are pretty developed countries that understand oral. I understand. Don't you understand oral hygiene? Most people in this country understand oral hygiene. And then there were comparisons to the athletes who came from other less developed parts of the world. Most, however, had good access to quality dentistry. The study didn't examine why the athletes were at such high risk of dental problems, although many might assume that sugary sports drinks, may be the culprit. All of these things that you get, I drink them myself now, and I've been thinking more about getting away from a lot of sugar. Sugar is bad for your teeth. It's bad for your, pretty much bad for everything. Bad for your brain, bad for your gut, bad for all of your internal organs. It wreaks havoc with your kidneys and your spleen and your liver. So maybe before you work out this morning or sometime today, or you think you're going to work out and you bring one of those sports drinks with you, maybe you ought to toss it and have some water instead. I think that's the lesson to take away from this. That's speaking of lessons, there's another diet conversation going on in the country. Dr. Jack talked about it a few earlier moments ago in this hour. Andrea Metcalf, to add more information to your thoughts about dieting and taking the FDA's drug, which has just been approved. That's coming up next year on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for the dose to death.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Andrea Metcalf, one of our favorites here on Good Day. She's one of America's leading fitness experts. She's a celebrity trainer. She's a fitness entrepreneur. She got more things going than you can possibly count. Great public speaker and a nutrition coach. So I thought she ought to come here and talk for a little bit about what the FDA has done, approving this new weight loss pill for consumer use. 78 million people considered to be obese. The body mass index, we were talking about this over the weekend on the weekend health show that I do with Dr. Ken, Andrea, and measuring it and how you figure out height and weight and all that stuff. So what is there about this that has any value at all? Can this be supplanted by people just understanding they ought to exercise and eat right?
Well, even when you take this diet pill called Contrary, you still have to diet and exercise. And the point is that it's getting you a little bit further along than if you were to do it by yourself. Now, I don't have any concerns about people losing weight on their own, other than only 1 in 8 can do it successfully. My biggest concern is the small percentage of positive weight loss on this is only a 2-4% difference than if you don't take the pill. So, you know, although the FDA has approved it, this is the third one on the market, and it can be covered by health insurance at a cost of $100 to $200 per month. I'm not a big fan or proponent.
All right. So this looks to me like just another gimme by the FDA to some drug company. That's all it looks like. There's no, the common sense here would tell you eating, exercising, that's the key. But we have become such a society, you've seen this, Andrea, of people who expect to take a pill and fix every problem that they have.
I know. No, I would just hope that they could just give somebody a water pill or a sugar pill to make them believe that this helps them, because I've got to believe there's some psychological benefit on these as well. You know, and that's where they do the double-blind placebo studies where one group has it and one doesn't. But still, you're talking such a small percentage over time of change.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like there's a 10 or 20% better outcome by taking this pill. And long-term effects, of course, we don't have those yet. So, you know, get out there and diet and exercise. And, you know, multivitamin supplements, I think what you just mentioned about fruits and vegetables,
yep,
that's the key to good health.
All right, so in terms of your 90, let's say you train somebody for 30 minutes, you train somebody for 60 minutes, you train somebody for 90 minutes. My understanding is that if you work for an hour or an hour and a half, 3 to 4 times a week, you could easily lose. This is kind of like the Biggest Loser on TV. Isn't that what they do with them? They work 90 minutes a day or something, and that's how they shake off the weight. Is that right?
Well, on The Biggest Loser, they work up to 5 hours a day. But
a lot of
it's lower intensity because they do have extra time.
Right.
However, you are correct in the point that a significant weight loss of let's say 3 to 4 pounds a month, to me that's significant because you're not doing any different.
Yeah.
Just by exercising an hour a day, you're going to burn 300 to 500 calories each time you do that. And 3,500 calories approximately is a pound. So if you're doing that every day, times that by 30, you're going to lose 4 pounds by that deficit. And I think that's really the key. Get out there. I always tell people it's easy to get in an hour of walking 10 minutes before and after each meal.
Yeah.
You got it.
Plus, this doesn't do anything for your muscles, your skeletal structure, your heart. This is a bad idea. Andrea, thank you. Andrea Metcalf here on the Good Day program.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Aspect of the game. You drop a pass, you run a mile. You miss a blocking assignment, you run a mile. You fumble the football, and I will break my foot off in your John Brown Hines house. And then you will run a mile. This is no democracy. It is a dictatorship. I am the law. If you survive camp, you will be on the team. If you survive.
I mean, wait a minute. I'm not answering your prayers. I'm not a savior or Jesus Christ, Martin Luther King, or the Easter Bunny. I'm a football coach. That's all.
Another great performance by one of our great actors, Denzel Washington, in Remember the Titans. The music you're listening to in the background by Trevor Rabin is the title tune from from Remember the Titans, called Titans Spirit. Number one movie this week in 2000. So thanks for the audio there. Ken Kessler has done a lot of work over the years, and I need to pay tribute to him from time to time. Finding some of this stuff is very helpful to our discussion. Thank you, Kenny. Now we also thank Chuck. Chuck is here. He survived that marauding bad guy in his backyard who is still out running around in Stroudsburg or the Poconos. Chuck is here. Yesterday he spent his time talking to us about where the bad guy was. He's still the bad guy and he's still on the loose. So, Chuck, I'm not guessing there's any update there. However, there is an update from Krispy Kreme that I want to talk to you about in just a moment. Plus, should William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, say it again, Doug, Leonard Nimoy,
him too.
Wow.
Leonard Nimoy be back in another Star Trek movie. That's
coming up here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, MakerBot's Replicator Mini, the company's entry-level 3D printer, has made its way into Home Depot stores. Calling the Mini an entry-level 3D printer really isn't a good idea because it's spectacularly interesting. 3D printing, or additive manufacturing, lets you create almost anything you can imagine one layer at a time. Sure, you can print combs and replacement parts, but you can also create things that no one has ever imagined, like new action figures or home crafts and jewelry. You can take files that already exist and 3D print them, or you can create brand new files using 3D software. You can 3D print just about any material, including wood, metal, and even food. The Replicator Mini, which now costs $1,375 and is now available at a dozen Home Depot stores and on the company's website, is a key to unlocking your imagination. So go get one, connect it to your computer, and change the future of creativity. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stebbins, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, Sir Tucker, what's new?
Well, this is certainly interesting if you're a fan of the Star Trek franchise, especially the old cast. According to several reports, an extended cameo for William Shatner's Captain Kirk getting screen time alongside Leonard Nimoy's Spock has been written into the script for the third entry in Paramount's Star Trek rebooted series. Now, J.J. Abrams is no longer the director. He's gone on to do Star Wars. Robert D'Orsay, who wrote, I believe, the last installment, will direct this one.
Isn't this his idea? This is Orsay's idea, right?
This is Orsay. Well, reportedly in the first film, they had an idea to do it, and then it was pulled because they couldn't squeeze it into the storyline.
Yeah.
But I guess the writers, Orsay, wants to do this. The question is, William Shatner, will he agree to it?
Of course he will.
Do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. I think I read somewhere, Trekkers foaming at the mouth with excitement over this latest suggestion. Shatner would do it in a second, and Nimoy would do it too. And they'll pay him, obviously. But I think that they can't get all the rest of them are dead, right? Isn't McCoy's dead and what do you call it? Who's the Scottish guy?
Who is James James Dugan, right?
Dugan, right. Yeah. All right. So these guys are all dead. These two are not, and so it has...
Well, you have to believe the studio would like the idea because it would generate more money from the older fans with more interest in the series. Although Leonard Nimoy did a great job playing Spock in the first film, and then he was also in the second one. I like the rebooted series, especially the last one. I thought it was a terrific movie.
All right, Krispy Kreme and Sony collaborating on something that fans also love, creating a couple of kinds of marshmallow-filled donuts to celebrate the Blu-ray release of the 30th anniversary edition of Ghostbusters. They're going to do anything to promote this movie, right?
There's a lot of fans that love Ghostbusters. They want to see more. They're supposedly going to reboot a all-female Ghostbusters.
And really?
That's going to happen, so we'll see how that plays out.
All right, what else is going on?
One other thing to do is...
Forbidden Donut.
Reportedly will star in Oliver Stone's biopic of CIA leaker Edward Snowden. He's a good actor. This will be Stone's first film since Savages in 2012.
Who is it?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who was in The Dark Knight Rises. He played the police John Blake.
Yeah. Great.
He's a good actor. I like him.
You like him. Chuck Curry, we like you. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Movie Moments at 59 after the hour.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.